To a very important issue, and me being the father of four daughters and one of them running their own business also, it is essential for a person to turn around and find out exactly what the role of women are in terms of entrepreneurship. Now, Nomazibulo Theo Tanga, the co-founder of She Powers SA and managing director of Ziana Business Consulting and Training, says that studies have shown that women have lower levels of involvement in high growth, and this is the difference, yeah, high growth entrepreneurship than men. And research suggests that accelerating the rates of female entrepreneurship sort of could have the same positive effect that the entry of women into the labor force had had during the 20th century. She joins us now to discuss the importance of empowering women entrepreneurs to grow and actively participate in the world's economy. Nomazibulo, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Morning, Zane, and morning to the listeners at home.
Now, a high power of a high growth entrepreneurship is what we are chatting about here. Not just opening a small business and running a little bit of a cake stall and things like that. We're really talking sort of senior management and even into CEO positions and stuff like that. So where do women fit in relation to sort of the global entrepreneurship numbers?
You still find that there are less women compared to the male counterparts in entrepreneurial spaces. And it's only about six countries where women are more equivalent to their male counterparts entrepreneurs. So it means that we are still not actively participating in the economy. There's still space for us and there's opportunities for us to do so.
And how do women sort of get involved in this? Because, I mean, I know somebody who's a management trainer, and she does a lot of management training out in sort of Germany and also sort of locally, and she's a Zimbabwean lady. So how do we get women to be involved in this high-growth global economy?
What is important for women is collaboration. Collaboration is important, and looking for platforms that will assist them, that will support them, that will mentor them. So those are the important elements in when it comes to growth. And you need to be associated with industry partners, people that have walked the path, people that understand the journey, so that you are more equipped and you know, it's a matter of knowledge sharing and you being involved and taking the leap of faith and starting that business and growing that business. But we know that you can't do it alone. You need, you know, the support of other women that have done it, even men. This is not, you know, at an exclusion of men. Of course, we want to include them, but we are saying because the numbers speak for itself, so therefore it's an opportunity for women to actually participate, yes.
And chatting this morning to the co-founder of She Powers SA and managing director of Ziani Business Consulting and Training, Nomazibulo Theo Tanga. And we're talking about women's role and the what I would like to see, an increase in the sort of high growth entrepreneurship in terms of women. So why are there so few women business leaders and entrepreneurs these days?
The reason why there are few women and entrepreneurs these days is the fact that women have a high level of fear of failure than men. You know, and also it's a matter of societal norms. Women are known to be sitting in the kitchens and making sure that the household is in order, is intact. You know, we need to break those norms. So it's important for us to break those societal norms and go out there and actually participate. And as well, I think it's a lack of, you know, financial support, lack of support within the industry, because there's a tendency that women don't support each other. And I think there's so many platforms now, you know, and it has been evolving for the past 5 years. It's getting better, but I think there's more that we can do as women in terms of supporting each other and actually breaking those barriers in terms of the fear of failure, because whether you like it or not, as an entrepreneur, you've got to, you know, take the risk and take the leap of faith in order for you to succeed.
Chatting this morning to Nomazibulo Theo Tanga, the co-founder of She Powers SA and managing director of Ziani Business Consulting and Training. Are there sort of deliberate attempts in certain industries to keep women out in the top jobs?
I do not think so. I do not think there's deliberate attempts to keep women out. However, I know that government and corporate South Africa are doing their best when it comes to, you know, supporting women entrepreneurs. because at the same time it helps, you know, organization with their triple B score. So we there's an element of attracting women businesses, especially black-owned women businesses. So I think there is more of an inclusion recently due to the fact that, you know, there's the targets that needs to be met. But however, I always say to corporate, it is not about the target. It is about your contribution and saying, you know, these are deserving, you know, individuals in our society. And these are women. So how can we then empower them? How can we support them? How can we financially support them? And it's not even about the financial support only, but how can we ensure that we empower them so that they are credible business people going forward? So there is more that is done, and government is doing something about it, but we do believe that there is still more to be done. So I'm not sure why the numbers are still low, but it will take some time for us to get to a level where we more or less equivalent to our male counterparts entrepreneurs.
And chatting about that, the South African women's cricket team is doing quite well at the moment. Nomasibulo Theotsanga, thank you for your time this morning. Co-founder of SheePower SA and managing director of Ziyana Business Consulting and Training. And the score there, 98 for